Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K. John's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K. John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K. John's designs in the coming year.
I'm Mike Yam with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Wildcard weekend came to a close Monday night, the Texans punching their ticket to the divisional round with a 30-6 victory over the Steelers. That Texans defense, it led the way. Two scores, including a pick six off of Aaron Rodgers late in the fourth quarter. On the offensive side, Christian Kirk, they racked up 8 receptions for a career-high 144 yards and a score. Divisional weekend, it kicks off Saturday. The Bills traveling to Denver to take on the Broncos at 4:30 Eastern, followed by the Seahawks hosting the Niners at 8 Eastern. Then on Sunday, the Houston Texans travel to Foxborough. They will match up against the Patriots at 3 Eastern. And then it's the Rams and the Bears that will cap divisional weekend when they face at 6:30 Eastern at Soldier Field. Some coaching news, John Harbaugh, search for a new home. Well, to find out where it's going to be, completing his first interview with the Falcons. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your knowledge to work on the events that matter to you. Prediction Markets isn't just sports. It's the Fed rate decision, your favorite award show, and so much more beyond the playing field. Trade events with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at WeHelpYouLegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council meeting tonight with annual road report to be presented. Paso Robles City Council to discuss potential term limits. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Atascadero City Council's first meeting of the year will be tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is the city's annual road report for the Measure F-14 sales tax. This report is required every year, detailing the previous fiscal year's activities related to the tax's use. It is reviewed by the Citizens Sales Tax Oversight Committee prior to Council's approval. The report says the local Measure F-14 sales tax revenue for the previous fiscal year was about $3.2 million. A total of $5.5 million was spent on five projects during the previous fiscal year as well, with the costs primarily split between the 2024 pavement rehabilitation and pavement resurfacing projects. At the end of the previous fiscal year, about $1.1 million remains in the F-14 sales tax project fund, which will carry forward into the current fiscal year. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Pass Ripple City Council to discuss turn limits in its next meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The Pass Ripple City Council will be meeting on Wednesday this week in the Norris Room at Centennial Park rather than its normal Tuesday meeting. The rescheduling is due to a Planning Commission meeting being held tonight at 6:30. On Wednesday's agenda is a discussion item for inducing term limits to the City Council and Mayor position. California lawmakers authorize cities to establish limits on the number of terms that the mayor and council members may serve. Term limits must be placed on a ballot during a statewide primary, general, or municipal election, and must receive a majority of the voter approval. To meet the deadline of the November 2026 election, the city would have to submit the ballot materials no later than July 2026. Continuing from its November 2025 meeting, the Pass Ripple School Board will once again review a general obligation bond consideration. The board will receive this in its next meeting tonight at 6. A general obligation bond is a loan to the school district repaid through property taxes and district boundaries. Staff has presented three scenarios for the general obligation bond, with differing amounts and tax rates that the board will discuss at length in a future meeting. Staff is proposing potential projects at Pass Ripples High School, Liberty Independence, and War Memorial Stadium to be funded by the general obligation bond if passed by voters. The next steps will be conducting a voter survey this month. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. Senior citizens in Pass Ripples are encouraged to fill out a survey for the Pass Ripples Community Services Department and Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. The survey asks senior citizens about their thoughts on the services and programs offered at the Senior Center, City Library, Recreation Services, and the Veterans Memorial Building. The survey lists programs and services related to education, meals, transportation, mental health, financial assistance, healthcare, recreation, entertainment, and more. The survey form is available at four locations: the Pass Ripple Senior Center, Vet Center, City Library, and Centennial Park. An online version is also found on the city's website under the Senior Services tab at prcity.com/recreation. The survey is available for 30 days, concluding on February 12th. The Pass Ripples and Templeton Chamber of Commerce announced the recipients of its 2026 Gala Awards. Jeff Gallagher was named Roblin of the Year, and Grace and Rose Restaurant was awarded Beautification of the Year. A release by the Chamber says Jeff's work includes assisting at local schools, Pass Ripples Chamber buildings, Calcoast Beer Company, The Ravine, multiple fairgrounds projects, and other developments throughout the Pass Ripples wine region. He has assisted in raising $150,000 and $200,000 for local high schools and SkillsUSA programs, according to the Chamber. Grace and Rose Restaurant is being recognized for its outstanding contribution to downtown Pass Ripples through the thoughtful and beautiful transformation of a historic home into a vibrant dining destination. The two award winners will be recognized at the annual gala celebration hosted at Rabba Wines on February 28th. Chabad of San Luis Obispo and Cal Poly is proud to present a guest speaker on Wednesday, January 14th at 7 p.m. The guest speaker is Sora Vigarito, the youngest known survivor of Dr. Joseph Mengele during the Holocaust. Dr. Mengele was often dubbed the Angel of Death, experimenting on 89 pairs of identical twins at Auschwitz. Vigarito is a survivor of his experiments and will detail her remarkable journey from loss and devastation to a fulfilling life of faith and resilience. The event is free for Cal Poly students, and members of the public can purchase tickets for $25. Tickets are available now at paxlo.org. The event will take place at the Harold Miazzi Hall. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Texans defeated the Steelers 30-6. NFL playoffs continue this week. On Saturday, KPRO will have the Bills and Broncos game at 1:30 p.m. On Sunday, we'll have the Texans and Patriots at about 11 a.m., then the Rams and Bears at 3:15 p.m. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Hornets 117-109, the Kings over the Lakers 124-112, the Mavericks beat the Nets 113-105, the Pacers over the Celtics 98-96. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Trailblazers, the Lakers will go against the Hawks, the Thunder will face the Spurs, and the Bulls will go against the Rockets. In California news, police in Los Angeles have released updates about the man accused of driving a U-Haul box truck into a crowd of protesters on Monday. Authorities say that the driver has been released and no charges have been filed. Police also say that while initially they believed one person had been struck, the investigation concluded that nobody was hit in the incident. Newsom's last year in office will face the fourth multi-billion dollar budget deficit in a row. The shortfall for this year is about $2.9 billion, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom's office. AB 1535 was introduced last week by State Assembly member Lori Davis. The bill, dubbed the Hortman-Kirk Political Violence Prevention Act, would expand the definition of a hate crime, adding political affiliation to the list of protected characteristics. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hammerich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. When farmers consider new tools for their operation, return on investment plays a huge role, and so does the estimated cost per acre. Bruce Moeller, CEO of AquaSpy, thinks agriculture needs to rethink how it defines ROI to accurately evaluate the real value that new technology can bring on the farm.
Everybody looks at it as a cost per acre. Well, I can't afford this as a cost per acre. It's got to be X pennies or $1 or $3 or whatever cost per acre. But if you're talking about nutrient use efficiency, where you're not wasting a third, a half, or two thirds of your nitrogen or any of the other biologicals that you're putting on down there because you put it on at the right time, you're not wasting it. You're saving tens and tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if you're paying $2,000 or $1,500 for that subscription, it's not a matter of what your cost per acre is. It's a matter of what your value per acre is or what your savings are. I think if ag tech is going to be embraced, it's going to have to change to an efficacy model, a value model, not just a cost per acre model. Again, because it's value you're buying, not just cost.
Once again, that's Bruce Moeller, CEO of AquaSpy.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office. 805-369-2000.
Another tenant emergency? With MPM Property Management, help is always just one call away. Our on-staff general contractor and broker handle maintenance issues quickly and professionally with 24/7 emergency support. From leasing to maintenance, we're here for you. No hidden fees, no surprises, just reliable service, happy tenants, and peace of mind for property owners. MPM Property Management. We handle the hard stuff so you don't have to. Visit PassoPM.com or call today.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A new webinar series featuring a range of experts, including farmers and scientists, aims to help farmers transition from conventional to organic crop production. Held January 14th to March 18th, the 10 online sessions will cover the certification process, market dynamics, soil health, and soil amendments, pest and weed management, and other key topics of organic production. Ultimately, we hope to provide the resources, community, and support to folks who want to make a successful transition, said Margaret Lloyd, University of California Cooperative Extension Organic Agriculture and Small Farms Advisor for Yolo, Sacramento, and Solano counties. California leads the nation in the number of organic farms, lands in organic production, and organic sales. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Kay Johnson at Atascadero, where something new and exciting is happening this January. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday next week. Low 70s Thursday, continuing into the weekend and Monday next week, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 38 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kay Johnson at Atascadero. Keep your radio on KPRL because this January, something new and exciting is happening at Kay Johns. KPRL news time is 8:22.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric. Call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New home sales cooled in October, but held up better than expected. The report was delayed by the government shutdown, finally released today. New home sales declined slightly to 737,000 on an annual basis. Economists were predicting a 10% drop. Stocks have been looking for direction following a report showing inflation unchanged in December at 2.7%, 2.6 for the core consumer price index, excluding food and energy. JP Morgan Chase had expenses related to its acquisition of the Apple credit card in the recent quarter, though its earnings top forecast, the stock's been little changed. And defense contractor L3Harris plans to spin off its missile business, backed by a $1 billion investment from the Defense Department. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm Alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Calling all Central Coast locals, start the new year with remarkable wines and breathtaking views as Opolo Vineyards launches its Locals Only Tasting Special. Through the month of January, Opolo is offering complimentary classic flight tastings for locals on Tuesdays through Thursdays at its Paso Robles Tasting Room. Just provide an ID showing Central Coast residency and mention the offer to your host. Reservations are recommended. Opolo Vineyards Locals Only Tasting Special. It's the perfect way to put some extra cheer into your weekdays while staying close to home.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
For all your computer needs, it's Knowledge Computers serving the North County here for over 15 years. You need a new one, you need update, you have questions, you're having issues, they've got it for you. Parts included. That's 1740 Spring Street, Suite C, KnowledgeComputers.com, or you can call Knowledge Computers, 805-226-5200.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Three winners every hour can win Tachi Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
2-1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today in Europe, particularly Germany and England, there are tens of thousands of people who are Old West enthusiasts. The man responsible for this movement died over 90 years ago on January 10, 1917. William Frederick Cody, at the age of 11, his father died. William Cody had to go to work to help support his family. His job was carrying messages on horseback between wagon trains for a freight company. For a while, he was a rider for the Pony Express, where he became acquainted with his lifelong friend, Wild Bill Hickok. He got a job killing buffalo to feed the workers on the Kansas Pacific Railroad. This is where he got his nickname, Buffalo Bill. The railroad workers who called him that name didn't do so as a compliment. They got so tired of buffalo meat that when they saw him, they would say, "Here comes that Buffalo Bill." In 1872, now known as Buffalo Bill Cody, he starred in a play entitled The Scouts of the Prairie. Although he had a couple of more stints as a scout for the Army, his head was in show business. In 1882, Buffalo Bill's Wild West show appeared for the first time. In 1887, he took the show to England. In 1889, he went on a tour of Europe, and again in 1891, his Wild West show came back to Europe. The European citizens were enthralled with the Indians, the skills of the cowboys, and the wildness of the West. Europe has had a love affair with the Old West, even through two world wars. It's interesting that although they were inspired by the theatrics of Buffalo Bill's show, they, much more than American Old West reenactors, strive for authenticity in their attire and reenactments. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esther Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Atascadero City Council's first meeting of the year will be tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is a report for the Measure F-14 sales tax. A total of $5.5 million was spent on projects during the previous fiscal year, with about $1.1 million remaining in the sales tax project fund. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KBRL. Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce announced the recipients of its 2026 Gala Awards. Jeff Gallagher was named Roblin of the Year, and Grace and Rose Restaurant was awarded with Beautification of the Year. The two winners will be recognized at the annual gala celebration hosted at Rava Wines on February 28th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Both sides on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court this hour. This teenage girl says she's been involved in the battle for the last year.
February 6th, I was 15 years old with an 18-year-old man in my locker room, as well as going against my girls' basketball team.
Justices are listening to arguments in a pair of cases involving trans athletes.
For many young women, sports are more than just a good time. They feel male physical advantages undermine their hard work and existence. So with that, nearly 30 states have laws restricting girls' sports to biological females. An eventual ruling would impact those states and potentially non-sports issues like bathroom policies.
Fox's Alexander Hoff outside the high court. The number of dead growing rapidly in Iran to over 2,000. People are standing up to the regime in the Islamic Republic. America's listening to Fox News.
It's not too late. With the holiday rush behind you, it's time to shop for you. The Blender's winter sale is in full swing with up to 50% off. Stop by the Blenders and see what's waiting for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy New Year from the Blenders, 538 12th Street in downtown Paso Robles.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course. The Tuesday Farmers Market on 11th Street next to the downtown City Park in Paso Robles is open 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stop by and get your farm fresh local seasonal produce. Fall and winter produce is here with strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, scones, and soup. Check out other North County Farmers Markets in Atascadero on Wednesdays, Templeton on Saturdays. The market is open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine today, low 70s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s, and for the next several days, at least through next Tuesday, we'll do low 70s, and no rain in the forecast. May get a little bit, somewhat warmer overnight as we head towards the weekend, closer to 40 overnight, but the mid-30s for the remainder of the week. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 7:13 a.m., 5:11 p.m. We've warmed up to 41. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters, Barry will have first up Carol Golden, author, leading in the new retirement era, what's important to consider. That's health and extended care costs in your financial calculus. Also, in the 1 o'clock hour, it'll be Martha McBride and Lori Budd exploring the wine glass and a weekly guide to premenopause, the absurdity and range treatments that may help with premenopause symptoms and other things related. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing, 24/7 day service, outstanding rating, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text at 75-238-KPRL on this Tuesday edition. Whatever may be on your minds, change the subject at any time, even during the same conversation, which sometimes is extremely helpful. All right, on the text, Kevin, it's really amazing how blatantly you manipulate what actually happens, the truth behind these matters, and protests from the brutality of ICE to make political points, which are completely false, but you do it on your radio station every day. Also from the same text, Kevin, it's really sad to me to see you manipulate facts to suit your own agenda. You do it every day on your show. On the show, you half the time you have no idea what you're talking about what you make it seem like you do. You should do some research and stop lying on air. Well, please send another text and give me some specifics that you're talking about. Then we can address that. But just randomly, but thank you for the facts. All right, let's see what else. Came across this, and this is maybe not surprising because it's in he has goals. Your governor, and that would be the governor of California, he is not in favor of this wealth tax, as Sharon was talking about yesterday on with Susanna. And he says, acknowledge that the state's proposal wealth tax is bad for economics as billionaires move money and businesses out of the state. That would be 5% wealth. If you do that on $1 billion, it's $50 million. And if approved by the voters, the measure would apply to anyone who was a California resident as of January of 2026. Now, because of that provision, several prominent business figures and billionaires have reportedly relocated or restructured holdings outside the state. What a surprise. Now, Newsom has publicly supported a progressive tax structure. He said the billionaire tax makes no sense. It's really damaging to the state. He goes on to say, I have a very specific agenda that I'm trying to follow, and then also be very pragmatic about what I don't know. By the way, sir, from the text, these are specifically from your Governor Newsom. All right. Now, the good news is the overwhelming opposition to this by others, said Newsom. I think it would be defeated because I think people understand what it does versus what it promotes to do. Well, I want to see how it's presented, if they get enough signatures, because the manipulation of the words on many of the propositions or laws in general, they mislead the people. So we'll think about that And I wonder what Newsom, what the cost is going to be on the train to nowhere that's now about $130 billion. Wonder what that would cost. So we will see where this goes. But this, again, as Sharon pointed out yesterday, this includes property and holdings, stocks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it would not be done just to the billionaires because government lowers the threshold all the time. All the time. So maybe you have some thoughts regarding that on that. Also, I came across something. It was, I think, yesterday, and it was in Karen's Cal Coast, and it had to do with somebody said that ICE agents have no authority. And I thought, well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, anybody can say anything they want on the ICE Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They have significant enforcement authority. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kev. Hey, you know, with regard to the billionaires, I don't understand, and I've never gotten why people say that they ought to do their fair share and that they owe something. You know what? In America, what we do, we're all for the underdog until the underdog isn't the underdog anymore. So, you know, we're all for the underdog that, you know, working hard, pulls themselves up by the bootstrap, makes inventions, gets patents. But when they get rich, then we're totally against them. We call them oligarchs and et cetera, et cetera. Nobody, no billionaire owes me or anybody else anything. They do pay. The top 10% of the richest people in America pay 90% of the taxes. So they already pay high taxes, and if they don't pay it directly, they pay it because their corporations pay it. They employ many people, the goods and services that they buy. But this whole idea that we have in America, or at least on the progressive left, that billionaires owe something, or, you know, remember what Jerry Brown said, that they got rich off the backs of, you know, the workers or the resources of California. That's total BS and hogwash. Billionaires are billionaires because they worked hard. Now, there may be a few that inherited it, but you know what? They still pay an incredible amount of taxes one way or another, and nobody owes us anything because of their wealth status. It just makes no sense to me why people would say that, other than that is a communist or Marxist signal, and it's just greed.
Well, you know, it's one of the old sayings that what a poor person never created jobs. Although you could argue that they're creating jobs in government to support them. But, you know, to your point, there's been an attack on the rich, and we're not just talking billionaires. We're talking on people, as you alluded to, very successful and so forth, for what, about 15 or 20 years? And why so? Why are people jealous of those who took advantage of the American system?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I just don't get it. You know, I guess we could sit here for several hours and philosophically, you know, talk about how this came about in America, and we could talk about families and education and work ethic and so forth. But this whole idea where we've taxed everybody to their knees, now we need to look more at the billionaires that are already paying a lot of taxes. I think many of our legislators, and especially the ones that propose legislation like this, They probably majored in gender studies or grievance studies in college, so they got a fake degree, and they really don't know anything about economics, very little about civics or history, and it's all performative politics where they find a common adversary, and they go after this common adversary. Unfortunately, the common adversary helps drive the American economy. You know, the modern day J. Paul Gettys, the modern day Thomas Edisons, Silicon Valley isn't Silicon Valley because they just manufacture chips up there. It's because people started out in their garages inventing things, and they became billionaires. And that's why Silicon Valley is what it is. I don't get it, other than people are lazy and, like you said, jealous.
Well, you
and
know,
lazy and jealousy leads to revolution, and that's what they're trying to drive in America.
Well, one thing
I've
thought about for many, many years is that many Americans overrate themselves, and what I mean by that is, you know, I don't think I've ever had the capability or maybe the want to be a billionaire. I don't think I have it in me. So, and maybe, you know, against some decisions, but live with it. And thank God that we have people that do that to make our life more comfortable, easier, and who contribute to society and don't subtract from it.
Exactly. I don't think you have to be a billionaire to be happy. And I think a lot of these people, you know, Zuckerberg or Jobs, I don't really think they set out to be billionaires. I think they had a vision, and they brought their vision to fruition, and one thing led to another, and they became billionaires. I don't think they set out to be a billionaire for billionaire's sake. To many of us, that's just a concept that's unachievable. But in the course of doing that, they did something good. Well, let me say this. I mean, regardless how you think about Facebook or iPhones or other things, they ended up creating something that, one way or another, accreted to the growth of America. Let's face it, Silicon Valley, nothing like it exists in the world outside of the United States. China is all about stolen technology. Europe doesn't have a Silicon Valley. Russia doesn't have a Silicon Valley. Why? Because all of that stuff was invented here and stolen elsewhere. But Europe provides no incentives for people to work hard and invent. And in communist or Marxist countries, you know, what's yours is ours. And so the state tends to own everything, or everything flows to the state. So there's no incentive for people. That just like rent control in New York City, which Mamdani the commie is going to find out about very shortly.
Well,
you know, if you have rent control, you're not repairing your buildings and your apartments, and then everything goes to crap.
Well, the other thing that you alluded to was regarding the other countries with no incentive. So, you know, if you wanted to play the game and take this long term, if you, in the United States, if we become a country that you're either penalized or there's no incentives to succeed, that's dangerous. Extremely dangerous.
Oh, yeah, and then you have to rely on the government. So the state gets more and more power. So it's an iterative, you know, reiterative loop here, where when that situation occurs, the state gets all the power, and the state tends to end up going down the toilet. Look what happened to the Soviet Union. People don't understand that, and these morons here that protest and want a socialist society, they do not understand what socialism is. Listen to the immigrants that emigrated here legally from socialist countries. They're apoplectic over these blue-haired, middle-aged white women with graduate studies degrees and worthless master's degrees that are protesting that they want a socialist society. They know nothing. They want a common enemy, a common cause, but it's the wrong common cause, and they're hurting the United States. So instead of helping build society, they're helping taking down society, or at least they're not helping advance our society and our culture.
Well, for many of the clips I've seen, you know, within this last week there in Minneapolis, when I see the so-called ladies you're referring to, I see people that are just angry and unhappy, and I don't think it's just with what the cause may be now. I think it's just with their lives in general.
Oh, I think you're right. They're not accepted in other places, so they band together They feel accepted because they together they can have it. You know, it's called live action role play. So alone, they're not going to do anything. But when they band together as a group, then they can live out their fantasy. Unfortunately, some of them, when they live out their fantasy, they find out that the real world can actually be a 9mm round coming at them, fired by a real gun, not a video game or not a philosophical concept. And that's what gets them killed. And then they freak out because, oh, they actually got hurt. And that's, you know, that's where we get, you know, thugs and criminals get shot, and then people come out and say, oh, but they were such a great person. Nah.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, that gets old, and I've heard that almost every time it happens. Oh, she or he was a wonderful person and great neighbor and all that stuff. Well, they made
a wonderful person. They're at work at a 9-to-5 job. They're paying taxes, and they're slogging it out like the rest of us.
Yep. So, right, sir. Appreciate the thoughts very much.
Take care.
You too. 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. Got an email. Newsom vows to stop proposed billionaire tax. Yeah, that's what we started off this segment with. So check on that and see how far it goes now that the folks who are trying to propose this are not getting their backing from the big guy. Maybe they don't care. All right, ICE has significant federal law enforcement authority to locate, arrest, and remove non-citizens in violation of U.S. immigration laws, with agents able to make warrantless arrest in public spaces when they have a reasonable suspicion, but needing judicial warrants for private residents. While primarily focused on immigrants, ICE can also detain U.S. citizens temporarily if they interfere with operations or commit crimes. And though citizens have greater rights, including the right to remain silent and not open their doors without a judicial warrant. So ICE does have a lot of authority, and I've seen online on some of the replies on some of the stories that they have no authority. They have no legal authority. Well, once again, you're wrong. You're wrong. All right. Let's see here. What do we have, if anything, in today in history? Bush and the pretzel in 2002. President G.W. Bush passes out after choking on a pretzel while watching a football game. Well, I'd rather choke on a beer than the pretzel, but they kind of go hand in hand anyway. So, in NHL, we had this morning on deadly recreation or sports. NHL player mortally wounded during a game. Bill Masterson is mortally injured when he strikes his head on the ice. He died 2 days later. He was playing for the Minnesota North Stars against the Oakland Seals. Remember that team? I think Charlie Finley owned that team, if I'm not mistaken. Or was it? It may have been Charlie Finley. All right. Of course, back then they didn't wear a face mask or they didn't have helmets on in hockey as well. And let's see what else here. The Mickey Mouse comic strip began on this day in 1930. Oh, boy. Okay, the Mickey Mouse thing, or I like to say the rat. Okay, first emergency use of an airplane injection seat. It was in 1942 by a German test pilot. He must have been low on the list of people. Hey, helmet, we're going to pick you to try this thing out. Good luck. You got to fly up 20,000 feet and hit this button, you're flying out of the plane. Let us know if it works, or we'll be able to tell.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Pasturable City Council will be meeting on Wednesday this week in the Norris Room at Centennial Park, rather than its normal Tuesday meeting. On Wednesday, the City Council will discuss an item for inducing term limits to the City Council and mayoral position, which would have to be approved by voters. Senior citizens in Paso Robles are encouraged to fill out a survey for the Paso Robles Community Services Department and Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. The survey is available for 30 days until February 12th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry's in Protect What Matters, Carol Golden, author of Leading in the New Retirement Era. Very interesting. And then Martha McBride, A Cheeky Guide to Pre-Menopause, and Lori Budd will be in as well. So with that, enjoy that, and enjoy your day, and thank you very much for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops of small business, and keep that cash local while you continue to live as a free American. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.